The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Well, good evening. God bless you. God bless you. This is America's Cheney Apostle.
Praise God. Amen. This is Dr. Clarice Cheney. Glad to be back with you again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, panelists today.
We got Prophet Knowles.
Prophet Walter Evans.
Well, God bless you. We just thank you for being with us today on the day.
Yes.
Amen. They think that Dora or Dorian or whatever, I'm not even going to call that name. Don't you call that name either. Amen. But we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. The scripture says that there was a tempest that rose up. Amen. And they tried to awake Jesus from his sleep on the bottom. I mean, amen, not the bottom of the boat, but he was on the rear side of the boat. And he said, Lord, do you care that we are perishing or we're dying?
Yeah.
Because of the storm, they wanted to wake him up to assist them in bailing all that water out instead of them speaking to the storm. So, beloved, you can speak to the storm.
Yes.
Not only the physical storm, but the spiritual storm that's in your life. And we come against that spirit, that tempest right now that would affect millions, probably millions of people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we send it back.
Yes.
It will not affect you. It will not affect us. In the name of Jesus, and we declare and we decree that. Well, beloved, we have something here today. You're listening to, amen, Prophet and Apostle and Dr. Clarice Cheney. She'll be coming on. Amen. I just love to have her. Amen. And she's going to share some things with you as I begin to speak to her. Then you're going to have the Honorable Prophet. Honorable Prophet, amen, knows, amen, Jermaine knows, then Honorable Prophet, amen, Walter Evans. The Bible said give honor when I see. They didn't know what I was going with this, amen.
And don't forget his beautiful wife that's amen. In the studio as
amen.
Well,
amen. I was getting ready to say that. I was getting ready to say
Misha.
And she should have introduced herself. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. But anyway, amen, you're listening to Infusion Prophetic Moment.
Yeah.
Amen, here on this beautiful, wonderful station. Today we're going to talk about the word is audible. The word is audible, and then we're going to talk about it has a voice. I'm going to say this particular scripture real quick. It's coming from St. John's chapter 6. Very familiar passage of scripture. And it says, the words that I speak, they are life.
Yes.
The words that I speak, they are truth and they are life.
Ooh.
To us. So Jesus is always speaking in John 10:24-27. My sheep hears my voice, and the stranger they will not follow. And he said, they say, well, Lord, speak plainly. Are you the Messiah? He said, well, I've told you many times, but you cannot hear. And one of the reasons why you couldn't hear, because you are not of my sheepfold. You are of your own father. And so at any time that Jesus is speaking, he's still speaking. The word has a voice.
Yes.
And they still continue to speak. But I want to talk about Acts 2, amen, 2, 4, 5, 11, 12, and 13. But before we go there, amen, to put you in the mind of this, that we have to understand that the Lord is speaking. There's many voices. There's many vernacular. There's many languages has been and it came upon the face of the earth. And we're starting to know even the old languages that has completely been forgotten in this world and the vernacular of it. But in this season, this time, it's important to hear the voice of God.
Yes.
To have the ears, the spiritual ears open. Yes. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, then I will open up their hearts and I will come in and I will make my abode, me and the Father. But this is found in the book of Acts. Amen. And then I'm going to have Dr. Cheney to begin to expound on it a little bit. It's found in chapter 2, very familiar passage of scripture, when the Holy Ghost came upon them. The Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. I want you to understand that. It says other tongues, not known tongues. It says other tongues, not an unknown tongue. So we have gotten that all mixed up anyway. We think that on the day of Pentecost, they begin to speak in a different type of vernacular or the spiritual language that God has given us. This is other, not an unknown tongue, and that's two different types of tongues.
Yes.
And years ago, I used to say, used to preach the gospel, and after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you had keep up, and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't understand that had something to do with other tongues, vernacular. See, and so the Bible says this here, and it's very powerful, because in the fourth verse it says, the fifth verse it says this here, and I'm going to go and let Pastor Dr. Cheney expound on that. I'm going to have her to say something concerning it. Now, there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven, and at the sound of the multitude came together, and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language.
Yes.
Now, and then she can begin to some things that the Lord has given her to her. Well, you go ahead and give me what the Lord, give the those that are listening, Dr. Cheney, what the Lord put in your heart and your spirit concerning. But I know you have something to say.
Praise God. Well, that's what you were saying. Just pick it back on what you're saying real quick, as you were saying about other tongues. It just put me in mind, and this actually happened years and years ago. I say maybe back in 2009, 2010, when I was pastoring this church. So I used to have Spanish people come to the ministry, join the ministry, and they really speak Spanish, and I'm not fluent with Spanish, and being honest with you, but when I will pray for them, I will pray in tongues. And when I pray in tongues, even though they a lot of times couldn't understand a lot of times what you're saying, but when I pray in tongue, it was so awesome because they was receiving.
Yes.
Amen. They were receiving, praise God. And I'm like, boy, this is awesome. Look at God. Amen. I never experienced that before. They was receiving, and God was just working. And I was praying in tongues. Amen.
And that's the interpretation. Those that are listening, that's yes. The interpretation of tongues. You have divers. Gifts of tongues.
Yes.
And that's the interpretation of tongue. When you begin to speak in an unknown language, your spiritual language, God will give others an interpretation.
You're so right.
And they begin to interpret it.
Right.
Now, what was they saying, Prophet Knowles? What was they saying when they would begin to speak in other languages? What was they saying? Because clearly, they themselves did not understand what they were saying. Mm-hmm. So evidently they were speaking in other languages, but I believe this interchangeable because they begin to speak in an unknown tongue through their tongues.
Yeah,
because they did not understand what they were saying. I literally believe that, and some believe that they did know, but at the same time, what was they saying, Prophet Knowles?
Glory to God, amen.
If I could use today's. Today's type of analysis, where we have different types of nationalities.
Yes.
They all pray differently, but it's to one God. Meaning that we got Haitians who speak in Creole, we got Jamaicans who speak the Patois, you know, Bohemians who have the broken English, Americans with a different dialect, and anyone else in a different nationality. But at the end of the day, they're still praising one God. So it tells me that although they were all speaking, you could say gibberish, because nobody didn't understand what nobody's saying.
Yes.
But to God, he understand. They were all giving praise unto him.
Yes, they were all speaking, according to the word of God, they were speaking the wondrous works of God. So they heard them speak in their own language, because the Bible says that when the Holy Spirit come upon them, he gave them power. But watch this, that he gave them the ability to speak in other languages in certain many transliterations. And so he gave them the ability, the Holy Spirit, the writer Josephus, or the philosopher Josephus and Philo wrote and said that when the Holy Spirit came, it was a shuddering. The sound of a rushing mighty wind that shook the place, and they heard it for miles and miles around. And that was the voice of the Holy Spirit interpreting the voice of the kingdom to man. And the baptism, we understand that was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So there's many baptism, the baptizo, the Greek word baptizo, which means to emerge and submerge. So he immersed them with several abilities concerning the dialect of the kingdom. Prophet Evans.
Yes.
The Bible said, how many are those that were to whom was that utterance given? Was it a specific group of people, or was it for everybody to hear what God was doing in when the day of Pentecost came on the upper room?
Well, according to Acts 2, it was for everyone.
Yes.
Everyone was to receive the gospel. The Spirit of God was expelling and explaining the gospel and the good news and the salvation.
Glory to
God. And that's awesome, because that's so true. Because the Bible speaks about different other nations, and although they at first begin to speak about the Jewish leaders at that particular time are devout men that feared God, or women that feared God. And then when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they begin to speak in a language all of them they could have understanding. They say, well, wait a minute, we hear these wondrous things that are speaking, and how could it be? Because we hear it in our own dialect.
Yes.
See, our native dialect, and that was good, Prophet knows that you begin to speak, because even in a particular union or nation, it could be different. You wanted to say something, Prophet Evans?
Yes, in Acts 2, there was a festival going on, so everyone was there, creeds and needs and different nationalities, different ethnicities. So, yes.
Yeah, and they was there, and not saying that they rushed when they heard this sounding, they rushed. Then they heard, because it was two motions that took place. One was the sounding of the Holy Spirit setting upon the place, and the other, they begin to extol and voice the power of God in the atmosphere. They begin to glorify God. And so they said, well, what is this? What is this saying? And they begin to tear it down. They said, well, these brothers, they must be all messed up. They're drunken. And the point that I was trying to get to is that you had others here the glorious message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and others begin to mock it. So you have other people heard one thing when another group of people heard the other. Amen. And you're joining into Infusion Prophetic Moment. Amen. Praise Radio. Hallelujah. And then 904-831-1079. Call in if you have something.
Amen. Apostle.
Apostle America's Cheney, amen, and Dr. Clarice Cheney. Well, you can say that it was sweetheart.
Amen.
Dr. Cheney, you could have just said it. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And so one thing that I wanted to say, Dr. Cheney, when it comes down to the Bible, say the words that I speak, they are life and they are truth. What was Jesus speaking of?
Amen.
Dr. Cheney, when the Lord said, he said, the words that I speak, they are life and they are truth. What was Jesus speaking of?
Apostle's awfully giggling in here today, y'all.
No, I was talking to you.
Praise the Lord.
Say what now?
Yes. He was speaking of the words that life, that what he was saying that we need to understand today is that the words are life. So words that come out of our mouth, we want to speak life. It brings life. It can bring life. It can bring death. Because the words we speak, the words he speak from the beginning in Genesis. He said in the beginning, let there be light. There was light. So when we speak a word, we always want to be conscious of speaking life. I like this scripture right here that says in Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Praise God. The word of God. Praise God. It's alive. Amen.
Yes, I like that. How you
Amen.
Said that. Glory.
Praise God. Amen. So the word of God is alive. Praise God. The word should bring us alive.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, it's good.
Amen. If I could just piggyback on
Come
that
on.
Because I felt something in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
There's so many people that are afraid right now because they're speaking so many negativity about what the man on the radio or the TV said, but they didn't understand what God is saying, because you have to have an ear and you have to know God's voice. I understand that these people, you know, they go and they do what they do, but I believe in this hour that a lot of people need to hear God. I mean, that quick,
God.
Everybody's speaking dead, everybody running, everybody doing this and everybody doing that, but nobody said, hold on, Nymphs asked Jesus, what's the finish line?
Come on, come on, because this storm is speaking. is declaring, it's and what voice. They're doing, they're come panicking. It's a voice. See, and so it's speaking, this tempest is speaking, be afraid. And I'm not saying that you have to use wisdom, not to use wisdom, use wisdom by all means. But at the same time, it's causing you to panic.
Yes.
It's causing you to rush out of the voice of God. He said, "Lo, I be with you, even at the ends of the earth. I will never leave you." So he said, comfort one another with these words. Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
And so we don't have, we're running away from God. That's why the word is audible. What is God speaking to you this morning? Mm. I mean, this evening, beloved. Those that may be listening, amen, by audio, praise God.
Yes.
But what is God speaking to you? What is God saying to you audibly? What is God saying to you in your time, in your season? He's speaking, but you're listening to every other voice. He said, the words that I speak, they're true.
Yes.
So stop. Why are you listening to a lie? Those people, Petty, you want the news anchor, he was saying this and that, and we're not doubting those things that may perhaps may come.
Yes.
But you're allowing that voice, that negative, that death to, amen, cause you to run in panic and to fear, when the Bible said that I have not given you the spirit of fear.
Come
fear.
On.
Again, unto bondage.
Yes.
The prophet, talk about that, Evans.
Well, he's not given a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind.
Amen.
So in fear, emotions get in the way.
Yes.
Logic, thinking gets out of the way.
Come on.
And you can't think what to do.
You can't think what to do.
And you carried it with another voice. Go
yeah,
on,
I want to pick it back on what you were saying. In Ephesians 6:17, say, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, with the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. So what helmet? The helmet is essential to battle. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
What a helmet does, it protects you against stones, against if a weapon or something hit you, or if somebody hit you in the head or something like that, all right? Against a tack to your head, right?
Yes.
And like with a soldier, what happens when he get hit in the head, it means disaster in battle. Praise God. Amen. But
Amen.
What Paul was saying, he was associating that helmet with the armor of God.
Amen.
With his salvation, praise God. Salvation is ultimately the best protection against Satan, against what Satan said,
yes.
what Satan tried to say, amen. Even Satan separates from the love of God in Christ. He separates from that. We have to stay attached to the things of God and the Word of God. What is the Word of God saying? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. What is it saying? Take on the Word of God. He said, I will protect you through the storm, amen.
Yes.
I will protect you through the battle, praise God. The word. We got to take on that word of God. That's what's going to keep us, the word of God. Like
amen.
You were saying, it's a voice. So we got to put it in the atmosphere because it's a voice, praise God. And what you put up in the atmosphere, if it's not positive, guess what? That voice that comes down, is everything going to be negative. From here to there to there. But when you put the word up in there, positive, what happened? You get positive results. Amen.
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 Amen. Go ahead, man of God.
I just wanted to put in perspective. I don't know why this came to my head, but
yes.
not every voice you should listen to.
Yes.
Yes.
Every voice have.
Yes.
You know, everybody has a voice, but what's behind that voice?
What's behind the voice?
Because everybody have a logic behind a voice, so you got to be careful what you're listening to, because it could be just to push you out your comfort zone. I'll take
Come
you off
on.
That road that God wants you on. So you got to be careful.
Cause Amen. You to lose yeah, that focus.
Yeah,
Amen.
And yeah, Come because on, a lot of us were listening to our flesh. One thing you say, a sheep lies upon the bosom of the shepherd. See, and it said that my voice they shall hear, and a stranger they would not follow. A sheep, when the shepherd gathers a sheep up, the sheep rests on the bosom of the shepherd.
Yes.
And so it finds comfort. And because it knows its master's voice, that's why that it takes that posture or that position. How many of those that are out there are lying in the bosom of God and you posturing yourself? Amen.
Ooh.
To hear the echo of God. And audio is the echo. You can hear it, amen, past, present, and not future, but just past and present.
Yeah.
Or either you can have it future. You can hear future because it could tell you will never have this and you will never have that, although you've never seen it. Talk about that prophet, Prophet Evans, about that voice in the future of degradation, of that voice in the future concerning about doubt and unbelief.
Doubt and unbelief, it's like a strip that's playing over and over in your mind.
Mm.
When you're speaking negative, that negative gets and continues.
That's right.
And negative brings death. Speaking life brings life.
Yes, because Jesus is the word. Amen. When he began to speak, amen, he began to speak and he begins to say. You're listening right now at Fusion Prophetic Moment Praise Radio. Call 904-831-1079. This is America's Cheney.
Amen. And Dr. Clarice Cheney. Call amen. In. Amen.
Call in. We want to hear from you. Now, I want to say this right here. The Bible says that how Jesus was on the latter part of the boat, and they begin to ask Jesus to get up, not to do a miracle. They asked him to get up to help them to do monetary, physical things when they should have been looking in the spirit. Everything that Jesus spoke and declared, they should have been doing. What you saying, preacher? I'm saying that stop trying to let Jesus do everything when he lives inside of you. Only thing you have to be, you waiting on the Lord, but yet he's waiting on you to open up your mouth and to declare. He said, you should have done. He said, how ye a little faith? How long must I have been with you to suffer you? Because they should have got up, spoke to the air, spoke to the wind, spoke to the storm, and caused it to cease. And that's what's going on right now. You're allowing too much of turbulence to be in your life because your mouth is shut and you're not declaring what God has already spoken. You're recreating what he's already spoken.
It's a covenant. When we're weak and he's strong.
Yes.
But he's put the strength in us.
Yes.
He's given us power over all the powers of the enemy.
Yes.
And nothing by any means should hurt us. So if we have our mouth closed with the power in us, the power can't be released.
I love that. And you know what? That is so powerful what you say. And I love what you say because I'm gonna just be truly honest with you. Sometimes people are not speaking. When something happened, I'm talking about men and women of God. They're not speaking life on it. They'll find other things to say, praise God. Instead of speaking, we got to speak it and allow other people to see that God will move when we speak and say he will move. Amen? Amen. And it takes me back, praise God, just last, this summer gone. I was director of a summer camp. And you know, every day it rained, and the children was going different field trips. And some of the parents say it's going to rain, and some of the staff say, what happened if it rains? I said, it ain't going to rain, because I'm going to be like Elijah. I'm going to speak that it don't rain, and it's not going to rain. Amen? On, amen. We have to take authority over the atmosphere when voices coming to us. What you going to do? It's going to rain. I don't think y'all going. That's where we going. I'm going to tell y'all something. When we went there, came back, it didn't rain. It was hot all day. You know what the parents said to me? One person said, you said it, it didn't happen. I say, because I believe God. We have to use what God has given us.
Yeah.
We don't use it enough. We preach it, but we don't use it. We say it because it sounds good, but we got to put it in. The more you do it, the more you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Amen. It's just like waking up every morning, taking a shower, brushing your teeth. Amen. Washing your face. You do it every day. It become a part of you. When you speak that word, every time somebody got something to say, you speak it and say, no, I believe God, this is going to happen. Guess what? It becomes a part of you. Before you know it, you find yourself doing it. You're doing it every chance you get, praise God.
Amen.
And when you don't even realize you seeing the results will happen for you. I've seen a lot of results with this summer camp this year because of things that I was saying. I even had one of the women of God to say to me, she said, I mean, you can pray for me anytime because every time you say something, it happened.
Jesus.
I say, look at God. To God be the glory. I'm giving him the glory.
Yes.
Letting us know he has no respect of persons. Stop speaking things in the atmosphere and believing God.
Prophet.
Amen.
To piggyback real quickly, when you were saying about the disciples when Jesus was sleeping in the boat, isn't it funny that they know who was in the boat with them, but just because it's Jesus, they want him to do the miracle, and he have them up there going through all this to see what they're going to do.
That is really
what they're going to do. They wanted to touch him. They wanted to wake him up. They said, do you care that we're perishing? In other words, we're dying and don't have faith in him. Amen. They didn't have faith in him. And then they didn't want him to operate. They didn't even look at Jesus operating as a miracle worker. They was looking at him to do something physical.
That is so good what he just said. Amen.
And so Jesus is the word. Amen.
Amen.
Caller?
Go ahead, caller.
Can I get prayer?
Amen.
Yes.
Father God, we come before you right now. Father God, asking you right now, because of this woman of God that called her fate, oh God, let her hear your voice, oh God. Let her believe, Father God, what you say and not what man say, Father God. Touch her right now, Father God. Use it like never before, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I hear the Lord say, consider you have to understand that your faith is built up by his word. Now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Your faith will be, I see there's some things that you need to have that faith, a lot of things that you believe in God for.
Yes.
But this specific moment right now, don't let fear grip your heart. God is able to do what he said that he would do. Go in peace. We love you.
Amen.
Now, one thing I would, you have to understand, beloved, those that are listening, the word is not your power. It's his power.
It's his power.
You just have the authority to use his power.
Come on now.
Amen. See, and you're activating what everything that he's done. When you begin to speak his word, when you begin to declare his word, when you begin to declare what Jesus already done, then you become an oracle, a spiritual conduit for him to use you. And as you begin to open up your mouth, it's not that you're saying, even Jesus himself say, the words that I speak, they are not my own.
They're not my own.
They are my Father. So the words that you use is not your own. It is a, then the Holy Spirit is a helper, because he's going to bring everything back to your remembrance. He's the Spirit of truth.
Yes.
So when you declare God's word, and we thank God for the blood of Yeshua, Jesus Christ,
yes.
Messiah, to those that do not know him, and may perhaps you're listening to this station, repent and be baptized. Hallelujah. For your remission, you must confess your sins and your faults towards God. And the Bible says, according to the word of God in Acts, he said that for the remission of sin, and you shall be forgiven, for with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart believing is made unto righteousness.
Amen.
Go ahead, Dr.
No, I was picking back on what he said when he said that Jesus was actually just waiting to see what he was going to do. Do y'all know that's what he do with us?
Yes.
He wait to see what we going to do. Somebody say something to you. Are you going to speak a word for it to come to pass? He going to prove himself. Well, he'd be sitting there waiting to see what we going to do. How we going to take authority over what they spoke. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Caller. Caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Praise the Lord. How are you?
Praise. Amen. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. This is Dr. Chaney.
Yes. This is Dr.
Yes.
Chaney and Apostle
How
Chaney.
How are you, woman of God?
Praise God.
Bless you, woman of God. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Calling in. That is great. I was calling in for my children. Like, my children are just like, you know, one son that was murdered, you know, he was just trying to get out the way in the wrong place, wrong time. And I have other children that I'm trying to get, you know, to go to church, to try
yes.
to get my house in order. And it seems like I'm in a constant battle.
Well, let me say this right here.
Children.
And we hear you, and we hear in the Holy Spirit. Say, you have a word?
No, I'm going to, this is the word I have to for you, man of God. First of all, man of God, you're going to, sometimes we have to not only pray, but sometimes we have to fast and call their names out as we fasting and believing God.
Yes, ma'am.
Just because you don't see it happening right now does not mean it won't happen for you. But you just got to stand and believe God. Sometimes just wake up and say, I'm going to fast this morning for my children and call their names out. God honors that. Amen. Because some things don't come but by fasting and pray. He honors that. But we're going to pray for you real quick, man of God.
Jesus.
Amen. Man. We pray right now, God, for the man of God. We ask you right now, God, don't let his heart be weary, Lord. Lord, let him trust you, Lord Jesus, no matter what it look like, God. Oh, God, we ask you to strengthen him right now, Jesus. Oh, God, let him keep his eyes stayed on you, that you may keep him in perfect peace. Lord, don't allow him to focus on the situation and what's going on around him right now, God. And we believe, God, for him right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Go in peace.
Amen.
Join us tomorrow. Amen. At.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And Soul Harvest Ministries, our address. We have a new address and we have a new church.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Join us at 582 Plantation Drive and Middleburg Road. And I'm sorry.
It's Middleburg, Florida.
Middleburg, Florida.
Amen.
Plantation Drive. Middleburg, Florida.
Right, it's right actually really in Orange Park, but we just right across from Orange Park, so it's not way out in Middleburg like you may think it is. And our services is at 11:45. We would love for you to join us. Amen. And
amen.
We look
blessed.
To talk to you again next week. And remember, the Lord is all of us, and he has a voice. So speak life. Amen.
Amen.
And you be
amen.
Blessed.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.